Hello and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and exam-friendly topics in the whole specification, waves. This is topic 4.6, and whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, or OCR, the core ideas are the same, and once you really understand them, the marks almost come naturally. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need, what waves actually are, the difference between transverse and longitudinal waves, the key properties and equations, and then, crucially, the exam tips and common mistakes that trip up so many candidates every year. We'll finish with a quick-fire quiz so you can test yourself before you go. Grab a pen and paper because this is active revision. Let's go. So let's start with the big idea. What actually is a wave? A wave is a way of transferring energy from one place to another. And here's the really important part, without transferring matter. This is a key marking point. Examiners love to ask candidates to explain what a wave is. And if you just say it moves energy, you'll get the mark. But if you add without transferring matter, you're showing real understanding, and that's what gets you the top marks. Think about water ripples. When you drop a stone in a pond, ripples spread out in all directions. The water itself doesn't travel across the pond. A duck sitting on the surface just bobs up and down. The energy travels outward, but the water stays roughly in the same place. That's the essence of wave motion. Now, there are two fundamental types of waves, and you absolutely must know the difference. Let's take them one at a time. First, transverse waves. In a transverse wave, the particles of the medium oscillate, that means vibrate, at right angles or perpendicular to the direction the wave is traveling. Picture a Mexican wave in a football stadium. The wave moves around the stadium horizontally, but each person moves up and down. That's perpendicular to the wave's direction of travel. Classic examples of transverse waves include light, all electromagnetic waves, and ripples on the surface of water. Second, longitudinal waves. In a longitudinal wave, the particles oscillate parallel to, that means in the same direction as, the wave's travel. Sound is the most important example. When a speaker vibrates, it pushes air particles back and forth in the same direction the sound is moving. This creates alternating regions of high pressure called compressions, where particles are pushed close together, and low pressure regions called rarefactions, where particles are spread further apart. Examiners frequently ask candidates to identify and describe compressions and rarefactions, so make sure you can explain both clearly. Here's a memory trick. Think of the word longitudinal, the oscillation goes along the same direction as the wave, and transverse, the oscillation goes across, or transversely, to the wave direction. Now let's talk about wave properties, the measurements we use to describe waves. Amplitude is the maximum displacement of a particle from its equilibrium or rest position. On a transverse wave diagram, it's the height from the middle line to the crest or from the middle line to the trough. A bigger amplitude means more energy is being carried by the wave. Wavelength, represented by the Greek letter lambda, is the distance between two successive points that are in phase, for example, from one crest to the next crest, or from one compression to the next compression. It's measured in meters. Frequency is the number of complete waves passing a point per second. It's measured in hertz, abbreviated hertz. 1 hertz means one complete wave per second. Period is the time taken for one complete wave to pass a point. It's measured in seconds. And here's a really useful relationship. Period equals 1 divided by frequency. So if the frequency is 50 hertz, the period is 1/50th of a second, which is 0.02 seconds. And finally, wave speed, how fast the wave travels through the medium. This is where the wave equation comes in, and you absolutely must know it. Wave speed equals frequency multiplied by wavelength, or in symbols, V equals F times lambda, where V is wave speed in meters per second, F is frequency in hertz, and lambda is wavelength in meters. This equation is used in almost every calculation question on waves, so let's make sure it's locked in. A useful way to remember it, very fine lamb, V equals F times lambda. Silly, but it works. Let me give you a quick example. If a wave has a frequency of 200 hertz and a wavelength of 1.5 meters, what is its speed? Simple. V equals 200 times 1.5, which gives us 300 meters per second. That's actually the approximate speed of sound and air. Neat, isn't it? Right, now let's talk about the exam, because understanding the physics is only half the battle. You also need to know how to communicate it in a way that earns marks. The single most common mistake I see candidates make is confusing the direction of particle oscillation with the direction of wave travel. Remember, in a transverse wave, these are perpendicular. In a longitudinal wave, they are parallel. If you mix these up, you will lose marks. It's that simple. The second big mistake is saying that the medium travels with the wave. The water does not travel across the pond. The air does not travel from the speaker to your ear. The particles oscillate around their rest position. They don't go anywhere net. Always state explicitly that waves transfer energy without transferring matter. Third mistake, not using scientific vocabulary. Examiners are specifically instructed to award marks for terms like oscillation, vibration, perpendicular, parallel, compression, and rarefaction. If you use vague language like the particles move up and down, you may not get the mark. Use the precise terms. Now, command words. When a question says state, give a short, direct answer, one or two words, or a brief phrase. Describe means say what happens using correct terminology. Explain means give a reason. Use the word because to link cause and effect. And calculate means show you're working, use the correct formula, substitute the values, and give the answer with units. For a 6-mark question on waves, you should be spending about 6 to 7 minutes. Don't rush it, structure your answer clearly, use scientific terms, and make sure you've addressed every part of the question. One more tip. If you're asked to draw a wave diagram, always label the amplitude and wavelength with arrows and measurements. Examiners are looking for these annotations, and they're easy marks to pick up. Okay, time for the quickfire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the difference between a transverse wave and a longitudinal wave? Answer? In a transverse wave, particles oscillate perpendicular to the wave's direction of travel. In a longitudinal wave, particles oscillate parallel to the wave's direction of travel. Question 2. Give one example of a transverse wave and one example of a longitudinal wave. Answer. Transverse, light or water ripples. Longitudinal sound. Question 3. State the wave equation. Answer. Wave speed equals frequency times wavelength. Vit equals F times lambda. Question 4. What are compressions and rarefactions? Answer. Compressions are regions of high pressure where particles are close together. Rarefactions are regions of low pressure where particles are spread apart. Both occur in longitudinal waves. Question 5. What do waves transfer and what do they not transfer? Answer. Waves transfer energy. They do not transfer matter. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section before your exam. Let's bring it all together. The key things to take away from today. 1. Waves transfer energy without transferring matter. 2. Transverse waves have particle oscillation perpendicular to wave travel. Examples, light, water ripples. 3. Longitudinal waves have particle oscillation parallel to wave travel. Examples, sound. They have compressions and rarefactions. 4. The wave equation is V equals F times lambda. Know it, use it, don't forget the units. 5. Always use precise scientific vocabulary in your answers. Oscillation, vibration, perpendicular, parallel, compression, rarefaction, you've got this. Waves is one of those topics where a bit of focused revision really pays off in the exam. Keep practicing past paper questions. And remember, every mark you earn is a mark closer to the grade you deserve. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.